It's August 9. Significant inode date. Today marks exactly 5 months of existence of a Fighting for Ukraine podcast. Its very first episode came out on March 9, when Russian troops were still standing near Kyiv. To be honest, I didn't think the podcast would last this long. It seemed to me that the victory would come very soon, that in a couple of weeks the Russians would understand that they would never take Kyiv, Kharkiv or Odessa and would leave our land. But everything turned out to be completely different. The war has been going on for months, getting more and more violent, and Fighting for Ukraine has more than 90 episodes. I started this project with two main goals: to help people abroad understand what is really happening here and to earn money for my family, which suddenly found itself without the usual source of income in a situation of total war. I have to make one important confession. The day before yesterday, I thought that this episode would be the last, because the first task, it seems to me, has already been completed. The whole world already perfectly understands what is happening here. And the second task, as it turned out, was impossible to complete. Donations to the podcast page of the GoFundMe website practically stopped coming. Sometimes not a penny comes for weeks. Desperation and disappointment began to catch up with me. I began to think about closing it on the 5-month anniversary of a project. Agree, working for free when your family really needs money is a dubious pleasure. Anyway, I was prevented from taking this step by a letter from my listener, Niilo. Niilo is a Finnish guy. In his family, we were people who went through the war against Russia in 1939. His words of encouragement, his gratitude to me for my podcast, just keeps me from shutting down the project right now. Niilo draws parallels with Stalin's Russia attack on Finland and Putin's on Ukraine. Indeed, there are a lot of intersections here. Stalin was obsessed with the idea of destroying the Finnish state, no less than Putin is obsessed with the idea of destroying the Ukrainian one. Both of them were sure that the conquest of neighboring states would be an easy and quick matter, that the citizens of these states would be happy to help the conquerors. But both Stalin and Putin were wrong. They were met with a massive resistance and a merciless readiness to die but not to betray the homeland. By the way, we use with might and main the Finnish invention of the times of the war against Stalin, Molotov cocktails. Rather, they were used in the early stages of the war, when there were still few modern anti-tank weapons. And they have been very successful. For example, in Sumy, the Russian offensive in the first days of the war was stopped largely thanks to the bottles of the Molotov cocktails, which were simply thrown at Russian armored vehicles. In the first weeks of the war, in the border areas, there were whole flying squads of hunters for Russian vehicles, brave local guys in cars, often old rusty ladders, in the trunks of which there were whole boxes of Molotov cocktails. These guys found Russian armored personnel carriers or trucks, ambushed them and threw Molotov cocktails on these armored personnel carriers and trucks. In order to set fire to armored vehicle, you need to get close to it for several yards, set fire to one bottle, throw it, then set fire to the second, throw it again. Sometimes it have to be thrown again and again, being literally under the nose of the crew of the enemy vehicles. Just imagine what kind of endurance a person should have, throwing burning bottles into heavy, well-armed vehicles. Whom did these cretins in Moscow decided to conquer? People going to tanks with bottles of gasoline? For almost half a year of the war and for 5 months of the existence of the podcast, I have collected many such personal stories of people who found themselves on the front lines of the war against the new fascism. If you are interested, I will be happy to share these stories in the next episodes. After all, the project is not closed and will continue to work.